Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Let me start by today's message is destined to reign. Not R-A-I-N, but R-E-I-G-N. Destined to reign. Look at someone and tell them, you are destined to reign. When we speak of mankind, we ought not go back just as far to Genesis 3, but to Genesis chapter 1. That's what we're going to go back to. Most predicate everything on the fall of man and the state that man is in because of and due to the fall. But we want to go back to God's original design, original intent, which, by the way, he never discarded. His plan for man, he never changed. And so that's why we can embrace this topic today, destined to reign. We are, as a people, destined to reign with him, not just in the sweet by and by, but in life. Look at someone and tell them, right now. God created man above all creation. We were created above every other, any other, and all other things that God created. And we were created to be his visible representation or representative on the earth to do and speak his will on earth as it was in heaven. That was the original intent with Adam. That's his intent with us now. To be his representative in the earth, to speak his will on the earth as it is in heaven. The visible realm is ruled from the invisible realm. The visible realm, the things we feel, touch, smell, taste, and see, is ruled from the invisible realm. Visible, physical man is living on the earth and ruling through the invisible Spirit of God that is in us. Let's not get it twisted. Because you don't drive the best this or live the best that or have the best this, that doesn't mean that you're not ruling, because it's the invisible God in you that is ruling in this visible realm. Like I said, don't get it twisted. There are a lot of people that have a lot of stuff and don't have an ounce of joy or any peace of mind. And their body is, they're aging fast. Amen. They're sickly a lot of times. Not content. We know this to be true because the Word of God determines that there's only one thing in life that can fulfill mankind, humankind, and that's Christ. That's the Spirit of God. I don't care how you try to slice it. What you try to put in its place, it cannot fulfill what only God can. Amen. So don't be deceived. Right. Folk talk about how fun sin is, but the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. And not just life, and it's not all suffering now and then life later. No, we're destined to reign in life. If you get it right, you'll reign in life and then have eternal life, amen, when you finish this life. So, for since the creation of the world, in Romans chapter 1, verse 20, this is a NAS Bible. I don't normally read from that, but I like what it's saying here in the NAS, in Romans chapter 1:20. You can get that in the King James up top there, but it says, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. He's talking about in Romans, people who don't believe and say there is no God and all that. But what he's saying here is through his invisible attributes, through the invisible, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen through the things that are made. Okay, what we see, you know, if anybody really took a look at nature itself and creation, I mean, not just on a superficial level, but really looked at the wonder and awe by which even a mosquito is made. You ever look at those little ugly things up close on them? And then they drink blood. Think about creation. And I mean, on the micro level, the life that's there, and I mean the wonder of it. But there's a creator, there's an invisible creator that has created all of this, and it's not by chance or happenstance. Colossians chapter 1 verse 16. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. Notice something he said. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. There's nothing that is that wasn't created by him and for him. He rules over it all. Now, in Revelation chapter 1, verse 6, and we'll start on this journey. The word of God says in Revelation 1 and verse 6 that he has made us, they'll get it up in a minute, he has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. How many know God is in control right now? Amen. How many know God has never lost control? It may seem like it. If you don't look deep enough or far enough, it may look like things are out of control. But God's sovereign. He's never been out of control. And he tells us that, for we know that all things work together. This is where your faith has to kick in. This is where you have to walk in the spirit so you don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. You can't be carnally minded. You can't be naturally minded. You won't see these things. All you'll see is what's wrong, what ain't working for you. But when you walk by the Spirit, even when things ain't working for you, you already know, no, that's working for me. That's going to work together for my good. I don't care how you slice it. I don't care what you do. Ain't no weapon formed against me going to prosper. Come on, why? Because God said so. And his word is above his name. Okay, so now what we want to look at, because we have been made to be kings. When Jesus was born, Isaiah said it this way in Isaiah 9. He said, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Is that right? Yeah. Well, in our ascension as kings, you know, you don't just start out reigning. You don't just start out, even though he's made us to be kings, you're called to be kings. You don't start out ready. You'd be sitting on the throne playing with your Tonka trucks, playing with your building blocks and stuff, crying when you're hungry, wetting your diaper. But yet you're called to be a king. So there's an ascension. There's some stuff that God has to prepare you for. See, what the church is going to produce in these last days is a man-child. You've heard me say it often. The same man-child that God produced in the beginning. He produced a man-child, a grown man with muscles. Amen. But yet he was a day old. But there he was, mature, He walked with God. He had the mind of God. Everything that God wanted, he would speak just as God had intended for him to do until he failed. Okay, but God had a plan. He knew all this would transpire. He knew all this would happen, but he had a plan. And now the church is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And the church, the virgin church, the church is not tangled up in tradition and denomination and all this stuff in the Vatican and all this crazy stuff. That virgin church is going to produce a man child again. And the devil waits to try to devour him. But immediately the man child will be caught up. See, God ain't gonna let it get snared again by the serpent or by the dragon. He's gonna catch it up. Amen. Not catch it out. Amen. Catch it up to where he's supposed to be, where Adam was in the beginning, in that place of authority, and then our arch enemies will be cast out of that place. Amen. It's gonna be a reversal. In Genesis, Adam was there, Satan deceived him, took that place, Adam took another place. In Revelation, Satan is there, the church produces the man child again, he's caught up, Satan's cast out. Amen. So the word king here is taken from the word. In Revelation 1:6, the word king. Look at somebody and tell them, I'm a king. Now, when you ladies, you already know, you know, we call you queen, but you king. There's no gender thing involved there. All right, so the word king here is taken from the Greek word basileus. It's a Greek word basileus, B-A-S-I-L-E-U-S. What it means here in Revelation 1 and 6, it means the base of power. The base, in essence, is saying the starting point. See, God says, I've made you a king. You got to take that and run. You can't say, well, yeah, but you don't know my situation. You don't know my background. You don't know what I'm dealing with. You don't know what I'm going through. No, God simply said, I've made you a king. Look at somebody tell him, you've been made a king. Now remember, God speaks from the invisible and into the visible, and what he says in the invisible, the visible is manifested. That's how it works. But if you block that with your unbelief, or you allow Satan or other folk, amen, to undress you and make you feel less than, you need to go back to the word. Why? The word is above his name. I don't care what you say. The word of God tells me I'm a king. Yeah, I'm broke, but I'm a king. Now, I ain't broke now. I'm just saying. You know. Yeah, I'm a king. You know. I'm just going through a little season here. See, a lot of folks, they get broke, and then they equate themselves to brokenness. God ain't never said you were broke. I'm just going through a little something. That's what it is. Listen, we go through. It's part of the making of a king. See, God said it, but that's the base of it. And the battle starts. Do you believe it?
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
I'll never be more loved than I am right. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. It doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. I'll never be